This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
I used to be a liberal, and I remember a time when the left was opposed to war. You know, just occupying 180 countries around the world with various troops. The left was opposed to that. Not anymore. I remember a time when the left was opposed to GMOs. You know, the left used to be, hey, we should protect the seeds. We should protect Mother Nature. Now, what do they do? Oh, transgenderism for all children. Because your seeds don't matter anymore. Mother Nature doesn't matter. Just artificially modify everything. Cut off the genitals of baby boys and give them chemical castration drugs. That's what the left stands for now. And yeah, I really did used to be a leftist. Back, I mean, decades ago, when I was in college. And the ideas back then were a lot more sane, by the way. I mean, I was opposed to George Bush and his presidency because, of course, he's just a CIA spook running the country. He's the deep state. Now the left loves the deep state. The New York Times just put out an article. They love the deep state. Used to be, for the last 3 years, we were told, there's no deep state. That's a conspiracy theory being pushed by Alex Jones. There's no deep state. Now they're like, deep state's awesome. That's the New York Times now. Deep state is great. We need them to defeat Trump. I mean, they just flip the script just like that. One day, there is no deep state. The next day, there is one, and it's awesome. So the left now is about child mutilation, more wars all over the world, and, you know, GMOs everywhere, and they love the deep state. I mean, it wasn't that long ago when liberals were strongly opposed to the CIA. For decades, the liberals were opposed to the CIA. And the FBI, don't forget. All these intelligence community organizations were the enemies of leftism, liberalism in America. Now they love them. Why? Because the intelligence community has turned against America, which is exactly what the left has always wanted. Remember, the left has always cozied up with Russia. They've loved Russia. They've loved communism. Leftists, they go visit, you know, Venezuela and praise how awesome it is. And they go to Cuba. And they were friends of Castro, Fidel Castro, right? And they just loved everything about communism and the old Soviet Union. I mean, just the history of Democrats in the Senate, in the White House, it was all pro-communism. Now, they say, no, Russia stole the election for Trump. Really? Because Russia has always worked against pro-America interests, by the way. Russia has always worked against America and protecting our borders and building up our military and all these things that Trump is doing. Russia hates that. Russia, if they're working for anyone, working for Hillary Clinton. I mean, who funneled the uranium to Iran through Russia and through Canada, by the way? Well, none other than Hillary Clinton and Robert Mueller. And James Comey was involved in that as well, funneling a natural resource, weapons-grade material, funneling it to Iran as Barack Obama was president so that Iran could have nuclear weapons. And then Obama gave them tens of billions of dollars to fund their nuclear weapons programs so they could cause war and bomb Israel and cause total destabilization in the Middle East. So the left loves destabilization now. They love war. They love nuclear weapons in the hands of terrorist nations. So you can't be a leftist today if you have any principles at all or any ethics or even a sense of history. You can't support what liberalism has become because it has abandoned the principles it once claimed to stand for. Principles of non-intervention, you know, protecting Mother Nature, respecting life and all these things, respecting civil rights. Now, what does the left do? They call for everybody to be censored and silenced and deplatformed off the tech platforms. That's liberalism today. Oh, you don't have a right to speak unless we agree with what you're going to say. That's what progressives have today. That's Democrats today. No one has a right to speak unless you're obedient to their agenda. Because free speech only exists for those that they allow to speak. That's leftism today. progressivism. It's a joke. It's just authoritarianism. It's just a new form of tyranny. It's just another rendition of communism. And by the way, California is turning into Venezuela. I call it Calizuela. And yeah, it's bad. The power grid's failing. You know, people are already crapping all over the streets. Taxes are through the roof. People are fleeing the state, including the high income earners, taking away the tax base from the state itself. California will collapse into a financial cesspool. It will collapse. The financial collapse is coming for California, as it is for Illinois, by the way. It's coming. And all the people who are collecting pensions in California are going to lose those pensions overnight. Oh boy, there's going to be an uprising. Why do you think they want to make sure that Californians don't have firearms and can't have magazines for their ARs or even purchase ammunition without having a background check now? Because they don't want the people to be armed or to even have electricity when the collapse comes, because they know the people are going to march on Sacramento with pitchforks and they're probably, you know, round up Governor Newsom and hold him for trial or something. Who knows what they would do to Newsom? Newsom's a communist. He works for communist China, just like, Feinstein. Senator Dianne Feinstein, total commie spy. Total sellout to the communists. And Nancy Pelosi, same deal. Oh, and they're related. Did you know that Pelosi and Newsom are related? Yeah, I think Newsom is the nephew of Nancy Pelosi. It's all one big criminal mafia, a political mafia, crime cartel. Just skimming off all the money from California while their state just gets totally trashed. There you go. That's Democrats. That's what they stand for today. Corruption and destruction. They don't give a crap about the people of California. They don't give a crap about the people of America. All they want to do is seize power and pocket all the profits that they skim off the taxpayers for their government projects. They want big government because it means big kickbacks for them. Oh, and they're consulting groups that advise government officials on expenditures. Yeah, they have their consulting groups and they have their family foundations and they have all their little honeypot skimming operations. Why do you think Pelosi is worth so much money, or Feinstein or others? How do they get to be worth so much money? Because they're all engaging in skimming operations off the California state budget. It is a massive coordinated scam. It is a criminal operation. And that's why they want Trump gone, because Trump is working to expose all their crimes. And Trump wants to defend and protect America and refuses to sell out to the communist Chinese. So get ready, folks. There's a lot that's about to come down. Whole lot of things. You need to stay informed, of course. You can hear my podcast at brighteon.com. You can watch my videos there. Or you can read newstarget.com or naturalnews.com. But be ready. I mean, the Democrats have completely abandoned this nation. The Democrats are filthy, malicious, deceivers, demons, less than human. They're not even, you can't even count them as human beings, because a real human would have some sense of empathy for others, but not Democrats. All they care about is themselves, and they don't care if they destroy society for everyone else. They don't care. In fact, they want mass poverty. Easier to control people when they're dumpster diving for lunch, you see. They want mass poverty. They want you to be disarmed. They want you to live with no electricity. They want California to collapse into a third world type of failed nation. They want it because that's what they can control. Just like Mexico, take away the guns. And then the gangs run the government, and the government rules over the people with tyranny. It becomes a narco state. Well, California is a pharma state. California is run by Big Pharma. It is a criminal cartel that's run by, well, I guess a combination of Big Pharma and Communist China. And when the day comes that the people lose everything and they start to rise up in California, that's the day to watch out for. You don't want to be in the middle of that mess when the city of Los Angeles collapses. It's going to be worse than, you know, you take the old Kurt Russell movie like Escape from LA or Escape from New York. It'll be way worse than that. You won't be able to escape LA. It will be gangland, total gangland. You will be she will be robbed, raped, murdered, and the governor of California will flee to China because he's so evil. And he hates America, and he knows he's a criminal, so he'll flee. All right, stay informed. You know the websites. Keep reading, keep listening, keep sharing. Thank you for your support.
Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory-validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at HealthRangerStore.com.